A pair of Alberni Blazers fastpitch teams returned with bronze medals from their respective BC championships earlier this month. The U15C Blazers battled back on the bottom side of a double knockout and fell just short of beating Burnaby, which gave them bronze medals in Steveston, BC. The U20C Blazers earned their bronze medals in the blazing hot sun of Vernon, BC, facing Enderby for a second time after losing to them in the round robin. The U15C Blazers finished the 16-team round robin with a 2-2 record, along with a few other teams. Officials used run differential to break the ties and the Blazers ended up in 8th spot in the gold division. They lost their first game of the playoffs, 5-4 to West Kelowna. That set the Blazers up for a hot, tiring day. The Blazers and West Kelowna, the top team in the province, traded runs throughout the game, with Ella Spence scoring a home run for the Blazers. The determination when they realized they lost by one run against the top team in the province, they knew they had something, coach Matt Auerbach said. Sunday morning the Blazers beat Cloverdale 10-6 then Enderby 11-8. At noon they played a thriller against Abbotsford, picking up a hard-won 3-2 victory. In the bottom of the fifth inning, with one out, pitcher Tessa Auerbach struck out two batters in a row, coach Matt Auerbach said. It was a lot, Tessa Auerbach said after the team returned home. I dialed in. In my mind I was like, I got this. It was a challenge though, she said. I feel really good coming back with bronze, being the youngest team there. The win vaulted them into the bronze medal game at 2 p.m. against Burnaby. These girls did an amazing job, coach Auerbach said. Burnaby was up 6-0 and the Blazers battled back to with two runs, 6-4. We were close and then they got five in one inning. The girls left it on the field, he said. The only other time the U15C Blazers were in a double knockout and had to play consecutive games to make it to a medal round was just before the May long weekend in a tournament hosted by Oceanside and played in Nanaimo. They did it once but not to this extreme, Auerbach said. At the provincial championships they only had 15 minutes between games. U20 team faces Enderby for bronze. The U20 Blazers worked hard for their medals, coach Ted Lagare said. We placed first overall in the round robin, out of 15 teams. We played really well. In the double knockout round with the top 8 teams they beat the North Shore Bears 12-4, lost 8-4 to Enderby and were forced to play back-to-back games after that. They knocked out Ridge Meadows from medal contention with a 7-2 win then beat the Bears a second time, 7-0. They faced Enderby again, but the Blazers were tired, it was hot and they lost to Enderby 14-9. We jumped up on Enderby early. They ended up beating us by a couple of runs in the last inning. Enderby then played in the gold medal game, which Fleetwood Rebels won. Lagar said temperatures reached 32 degrees and there was very little shade, and no wind. It made for tough conditions for all the teams. Despite that, he praised the Blazers for their efforts. I've had this same squad together since 2017, Lagar said. They've been playing ever since U12. Some of them have been playing, together, even younger than that. Having the team gel, the two newest coaches were players last year. Helped get them through, Lagar said. They made some crazy plays. Lots of fun. The U20s had a strong year, from winning their home tournament to losing a close one to West Kootenay Rebels in a gold medal match in a Surrey tournament. I had a pitcher pitch against Coquitlam so well that not even the whole team got to bat. Only 13 of 14. It was almost a perfect game. Extra innings. Regular seasons may be finished, but Port Alberni softball players were back on the field for the Beyond the White Lines Softball Academy summer camp in Duncan last week. They saw a familiar face on the field, too. Former Blazer Hannah Rust was also in Duncan.